interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. We are in the month of gratitude. So much to be thankful for here in the Treasure Coast throughout November. And one of our community's real special shining lights is the Treasure Coast Children's Museum. No doubt. If you haven't been, it's worth the drive right on the water in Jensen Beach. And we just happen to have their community outreach coordinator, the one, the only Christina McIntosh, with us on today's program. She has been a very busy little bee. We just wrapped up a beautiful gala, and now she has a week's worth of events that is all geared towards giving. In fact, it's named the Festival of Giving. How exciting. The good news is, Christina, you get to do some of it in your pajamas. Isn't that the truth?
It is. That's the best part of the job.
Oh, I just think that this is going to be a tremendous success. You have been with the Children's Museum for a little while now. This particular endeavor is all new to the museum and to you, though, right? The Festival of Giving?
Correct. It's formerly known as the Festival of Trees and Lights that Tykes and Teens beautifully ran for 16 years before deciding it was time for it to have a new home.
And you've taken it from the traditional breakfast and the tree experience to not just one benefactor, but lots of benefactors. Tell us more. Our listeners, I know, are looking forward to trying to take advantage of seeing all this holiday cheer throughout the week.
Absolutely. So when Tykes and Teens met with our executive director, Tammy Calabria, and myself, and asked us if this was something we would be willing to take on, we said yes, but it was actually a blessing because it was a pathway to fulfilling a goal and a dream and a vision that Tammy has had for a while. She's always wanted to find a way in which nonprofits could work together to get the mission out of each nonprofit, to fundraise together, rather than everyone feeling like they're running a marathon alongside of each other for the same sponsorship money, for the same attention from the community. And in this way, each of the nonprofits are supporting each other. So we're working together in tandem. So throughout the week, as guests come to the museum to visit the festival, they'll see over 60 trees, wreaths, and centerpieces that each have a designated nonprofit. So either a business has sponsored them or a nonprofit has chosen to do one for themselves. And their story is going to be told, and that's just as important as the fundraising aspect. So they'll also be able to share about other nonprofits because they're all working together.
That is so heartwarming. Half of the time, as a gal who is spread throughout the Treasure Coast and all of the counties and knowing what a philanthropic area we are in, oftentimes the actual mission of an organization is sometimes lost in translation. So as you mentioned, sharing the story is going to be very valuable. For many, it might be the first time that they're being introduced to that particular not-for-profit.
It really is. And, you know, the other thing that we sometimes forget about is that, you know, the museum's very lucky that we have a physical structure that people can walk in and learn about our mission and learn about our impact. But in so many other cases, some of these nonprofits are worked out of somebody's home or a little cubicle in another office, and there's not really an opportunity for that foot traffic to come in and to learn more. So if the advertising's not there, if the word of mouth isn't there, then they kind of get lost in the daily shuffle. So having this event for them to be able to share their voice and to share their story is really critical. And that was all part of Tammy's mission, was to be able to, you know, reach out and to partner with other nonprofits so that they could share their stories. And so we've created the week as a week of storytelling, not only about the nonprofits, but that you'll follow a theme throughout the week. So you mentioned, you know, the networking breakfast that we start the week off with, and it's called a breakfast story, little play on a Christmas story. And then we wrap up with those PJs you mentioned, and that night is called the Night Before Christmas, and that's our adult cocktail party. But, you know, the night before Christmas, we should all be in our PJs, so we're going to party in our PJs too.
The common sense behind this, and to think how creative the pajamas are going to be, I just know it. Now, you recently were able to give a presentation at the Port St. Lucie edition of the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, which is such a wonderful opportunity for women throughout the area to come together, break bread, and it's simply just the cost of lunch. I know we had nearly 70 gals in the audience when you were able to do a recap of what folks can expect throughout that week. So you highlighted the breakfast on that Monday that will be bringing together multiple chambers of commerce and the business sector to be able to come in and experience the museum, where oftentimes adults don't get to go inside the Children's Museum because you must, in fact, have children with you in order to be able to go in and experience the play and the engagement that transpires daily there at the museum. Isn't that right?
It is correct. It's part of our, it is a very important part of our policy, is that, you know, we want parents and grandparents and caregivers to know that their children are playing and learning in a safe environment. So during our general hours of operation, the museum is not available for adults to just come walk through. If we have on a general day somebody come in and say, oh, I'd really like to see the place, as long as we have a staff member that's not busy, we'll often give them a tour. But we don't allow adults in unchaperoned, essentially, unless they're with a staff member. And that will be the case throughout the week. So as you mentioned, the networking community, the business community will be coming in the morning. And we're not normally open on Mondays for play during the school year. So from 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. on this coming Monday, in just 2 days, we'll be open for the general public to come in. There will be no charge. So anytime somebody sees open to the public hours, it's free to attend. Don't have to worry about any sort of admission. And they can come in and enjoy the festival. We will close the exhibits during that time so that the focus can be on the festival itself.
And the festival is going to be spread throughout the entire indoors of the museum, not just set to one side amongst the pirate ship, but perhaps throughout the entire platform?
No, it will actually be on the Explorer's Gallery, and that is, which is where the ship is. It will this year just be on that one side.
Okay.
Just till we figure out, you know, the logistics of fitting everything. We also want to make sure that during our regular operating hours, that parents aren't stressed about their children harming a tree or something like that.
Correct. I was thinking that in my head. As much as I love small children, they are very curious. They're going to want.
Well, and you know, we looked at a couple factors when we were planning this. We looked at the fact that every year around the holidays, we set up trees with ornaments, non-breakable ones. And honestly, the kids, you know, they love going and looking at them, but they don't really touch them. We don't really find broken ornaments or any missing ornaments. So we have that confidence that, you know, traditionally we're used to that. But on this scale, we don't normally have over 60. We usually have 4 or 5.
Right.
So we're actually building some really cute, almost white picket fencing. That's not exactly what it is. That'll kind of be going around the trees just to provide that extra barrier and almost that sign that says, stop, don't touch. Because we do have businesses that invested a lot of money into these trees so that, you know, their nonprofit of choice can benefit. So this year we will just be on the one side for logistical purposes. Next year we'll figure out if we can expand it to both sides of the museum.
And so what can folks expect Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are open to the public hours will be 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And both Monday and those 3 days, there will be entertainment every day. So we have a whole lineup of performers that may be strolling Christmas carols. They may be stationary performing. Wednesday is family night. So they're all student-based performances. We'll have the Martin County High School Jazz Band actually performing when the others are not. We have Nutcracker dancers. We have an elementary school chorus. oh, that big guy, Anna, Santa, he's coming in.
Oh,
we were able
that's
to
so
schedule
exciting.
Him a flight. Yes, so he's coming in for one last vacation before all the hubbub starts. So he's going to come in and spend Wednesday evening with us. So families will get to meet Santa as well as seeing all the trees. But every night there will be entertainment.
That sounds so fun and really engaging. Now, Christina, I ask, how are the not-for-profits going to actually be able to raise dollars?
So when guests come to the museum to come visit the festival, they're going to be able to purchase tickets, and each of those tickets will be $5, and they can put them in for the trees that they or the wreaths or centerpieces that they want to put in their homes or into their business. And as they do, whoever the nonprofit is that they put in for, they will actually receive 100% of the money. So if, say, for instance, you have a tree, it's going to Habitat for Humanity of Martin County, one of our participants, and there's 100 tickets in there, then at the end of the event, we're going to actually write them a check for $500. So for every ticket that's in there, they get $5 for every ticket, and it's 100%.
And when are we pulling for the winners of the various trees, centerpieces, and wreaths?
So due to logistics, the pulling of the winners will actually be after we close on Saturday, November 23rd. So that's 1 week from today. We will do that right at close, and we will post all the winners and contact all the winners, and then they'll be able to come to the museum on Sunday the 24th to pick them up in the morning from 8 to 12. And we have a couple different options as far as helping them get those trees and wreaths home.
This is so exciting. And honestly, it's simple math. It's nice that for your own sakes, it didn't get overly complicated. Like, here's what's going to happen. And because the people get to come in, it's times five. It's a beautiful scenario and really just clean and fun. I mean, who doesn't like a lucky chance that... maybe
that's
taking
right.
home a cool tree. Now, of course, on behalf of my team at White Glove Moving and Storage, we are honored to have put together a tree, and we are doing our tree to help benefit the Children's Museum of the Treasure Coast. If I'm not mistaken, on Thursday morning, you're going to have some lights, camera, and action on property to boot.
We're going to actually have, that was actually 2 days ago we had them here.
Oh, that was and a then preemptive.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. They were here a couple of days ago. We had WPTV here doing Shine a Light. And then this coming Monday, we have WPTV is coming back to host their Let's Hear It event. So in addition to the festival, any community member that wants to connect with one of the WPTV reporters can come to the museum. There's no charge, and they can sit down and share either good news or if they're having challenges that they need one of those investigative reporting spots on, they can come and meet with them and talk to them from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, wow. And it just happens to be in conjunction with the breakfast.
Amazing how that happened.
So incredible. Now, let's quickly just circle back because folks might not be able to take advantage of all of the holiday flair that's going to be transpiring this upcoming week. Yet the gift of the museum is something that can, in fact, still be purchased and enjoyed for families. Like, you know, what do you get a young couple that has everything? Because the museum offers so many great things for families. I've seen families come and enjoy the exhibits and the playtime, but then be able to bring a little lunch and sit outside and enjoy that fresh air and the water views and take advantage of all the fun things that you have outdoors in addition to the inside component. So let's just touch on ever so quickly what membership packages look like and hours of operation so that our listeners can make sure that they chisel out a little bit of time, even if they can't come this upcoming week, because we are going to have holiday breaks and so forth.
Absolutely. So we have two different membership options. We have our general family membership, which is $175. You can come as often as you like and stay as long as you like when we're open. And there's lots of perks with that, from discounts on birthday parties to discounts on camp to early access to some of our special events. And you can add on caregivers such as grandparents, or if you have a babysitter that's with your kids quite often, you can add that on as well. And then we have a grandparents membership that is $150, and that's specifically for the grandparents and the grandkids.
Awesome. really awesome. And to know that birthday parties is a thing.
It is a huge thing. And not only can we do birthday parties during our regular museum hours, but we also have what we call after-hours parties. And that's when families can actually have the museum to themselves on an evening. It's generally a Friday evening or a Saturday evening. And they can have the museum. It's just them, their guests, and nobody else is in here. And we have our party hosts that are there to take care of them as well.
So cool. I love it. Okay. And then are there going to be some holiday camps?
Yes. Anytime school is out, we have what we call day camps.
Oh.
So for instance, last week on Veterans Day, because some of the schools were out, some parents still had to work, we had camp going on, and there's always a theme to it. So the week of Thanksgiving, we have day camps Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and then we have winter break camps, as long as it's not Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, that type of thing. And that is all already posted online for people to look at and to check out. And our education team is amazing, and they run wonderful camps.
Ideal. Well worth the investment. And again, a great gift as we're rolling into the holidays. Hopefully we'll be able to see you out there this upcoming week at the Children's Museum of the Treasure Coast. If folks want to register, maybe take advantage of that cool pajama adult event on the 22nd or explore the membership options. What's that website, please, Christina?
It is Children's, Childrens, Museum, TC.org.
Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Christina McIntosh, thank you so much for all you do for the community, and we wish you a week full of blessings. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you dream of creating a home that embodies sophisticated island living, visit Sunshine Furniture during our Tommy Bahama Home for the Holiday Sale. Bedroom, living and dining room, home office, media, and occasional pieces, Tommy Bahama furniture is distinctive and unique, yet inviting and comfortable, and is all on sale now. We're also having a huge Black Friday closeout sale on patio furniture, indoor sofas, chairs, occasional tables, and dining sets from Berlin Garden, Windward, Telescope, Lloyd Flanders, Four Seasons, Capri, Universal, and more. Also, all pictures, lamps, and accessories are half price, and don't forget to visit our outlet and sales center across the street. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and hurry in today for our Black Friday savings.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day. Sunshine.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Ho, ho, ho.
Vendors, join our Merry Market at Downtown Friday's Winter Wonderland, presented by GHO Homes and Main Street Vero Beach. Shoppers are ready to unwrap some special finds. Live music with Johnny and the Blaze, food trucks, reindeer games, and a visit from Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Vendors, heat up those sales. Book your space at Downtown Friday's Winter Wonderland. Black Friday, November 29th at 6 p.m. Downtown Vero Beach.
Ho, ho, ho.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hello, friends. The month of gratitude. Anna Valencia Tillery, your hostess with the mostest. A special shout out to my friends over at Foxy Nails, two locations. You know, we always want to give you great gift giving ideas, and Foxy's is just that. Everyone benefits from a manicure, pedicure. They do more. They have waxing, lash extensions. But being open 7 days a week really is a game changer, because sometimes you just really need to squeeze something in on a Sunday, or you're shooting for after work, and they do have evening hours. They're true nail artists. You bring them a design, some inspiration, they will emulate it for you. It will last for weeks. I'm such a Foxy fan, and I know you will be too. Special thank you also to Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy and their team. They love to give back to this community. And should you find yourself looking to upsize or downsize, now the election's over, people are more excited about some of the prospects of real estate again and what's going to be happening, have a complimentary consultation with Union Home Mortgage. You'll be so glad that you did. And I recently just participated with them in a wreath auction through the St. Lucie Realtor Association, and the dollars raised goes towards a fund called Attainable Housing for St. Lucie County. And this is free money that families that qualify can use to put towards their closing costs. And so to know it's there, Union Home Mortgage is savvy to all these different programs. So it's really worth the consultation. It might not be for you. It might be for your kids just coming of age, you name it. So thank you to Union Home Mortgage. Of course, once you finally do find that home of your dreams, perhaps you're going to want handsome, helpful, and handy men with muscle to help you with the heavy lifting. And we can do just that at White Glove Moving and Storage. I'm proud to be with the team 12 plus years. We're celebrating more than 22 years headquartered here in the Treasure Coast. And we would love to be top of mind. Whether you purchase something big and bulky and you want to hide it away until Christmas Day, or if you're looking for a full pack and move, that could be here locally or throughout Florida, maybe even leaving the state, or you know of somebody coming into the state. As an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, we can assist with every bit of those options, and we're happy to. Finally, of course, True Color Salon and Spa. Let's face it, when seasons change, our hair might change a little bit. You want to get excited to experiment with something new? True Colors can help you with that process. They have weekend and evening hours. They have packages available, and you can even book your appointments in advance. So I know every month, like clockwork, what day I'm going into the salon and I'm seeing my girl Jennifer, and she is tackling whatever I need, and I walk out feeling pretty darn fabulous. More importantly, they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So it allows you to experiment without being feeling as though you can't revert. So that's really great. And we appreciate True Color Salon. They truly are artists when it comes to hair, of all hair types, all budgets. And then, of course, many of you might already know, a couple years back, I had the privilege of creating what is called the Christmas Key Scroll. If you have children in your life and they are questioning Santa, this is a solution for you. Check out ChristmasKeyScroll.com. Everyone that came out to support at our launch, we're most appreciative. We hope to be a solution forevermore when needed. More importantly, helping to embrace the magic of the season and the passing of the torch. That is indeed what Santa does. Secret gift giving at its best. Check out treasurecoastinsider.us to check out past shows, live link to our sponsors, give them some support, shop local this holiday season if you can, and remember Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network for all you ladies listening. Break bread and get referrals. Until next week.